While members of our military work to protect the United States, some biologists are protecting them from a different kind of threat – birds. They may only weigh a few pounds, but when birds strike an aircraft, they can cause serious damage, even death. For our American Homefront project, WUSF's Stephanie Colombini reports from MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa.
Corey McClellan knows a lot about birds. He spent more than 10 years monitoring them at airports and air bases around the country, even in war zones in Afghanistan.
MacDill Ground, Wildlife 1, would like to proceed on to South Perimeter Road.
McClellan manages what's known as a Bird Aircraft Strike Hazard, or BASH, program at MacDill. It's run by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. His mission is to drive around the base, clearing unwelcome winged visitors to avoid collisions with aircraft. His weapons, lasers, decoys, and a gun that shoots off fireworks. McClellan aims directly above himself so as not to harm the birds he's trying to spook, like this turkey vulture flying over the airfield.
So this is a tough spot because it just crossed, and I don't want to hit a pyrotechnic and force him back towards the runway because we have an aircraft down there. So I'm going to get behind him. Oh, he's low. Get him going.
When there's a moderate amount of birds near the airfield, the military restricts training exercises. Large flocks mean no takeoffs or landings, unless a mission's deemed worth risking a damaging strike. The delays may be an inconvenience at home, but in a place like Afghanistan, even a half-hour delay could pose a threat to security.
With it being in an active war zone, they're flying missions daily. The need for operational readiness and the need to be able to fly those missions unimpeded from wildlife was extremely important.
Kenneth Cotter, a flight safety officer at MacDill, says pilots may gripe about bird conditions, but know they're in place for a reason.
Everyone knows that safety is the number one concern. And if it becomes a situation where it's severe, like no one wants to jeopardize themselves, their air crew members, or the passengers on board.
The pilot of 10 years still remembers the first time his plane struck a bird.
We heard a little pop, you know, nothing to think of. A couple seconds to a minute later, it kind of gives off the odor of fried chicken. That is a telltale sign that you have indeed struck a bird.
After every strike, the Air Force requires remains be shipped off to the Smithsonian Institution to identify the species. Then mechanics like Sergeant Alex Knatzer come in to inspect damage to the jet engines. He says when it comes to bird strikes, MacDill's in better shape than some other bases because it's home to mostly large aircraft like refueling tankers.
It's supported with a lot more structure, so the birds don't really damage us as much as you would think. Or the smaller aircraft like fighters, things like that, when they get hit by a bird, there's a bigger impact.
The Department of Defense says each year thousands of bird strikes cause more than $75 million in damage to its aircraft. And then there's the losses you can't put a price tag on. Dozens of service members have been killed from strikes. Corey McClellan cites a particularly deadly incident in 1995 in Alaska. A large aircraft hit a flock of Canada geese on takeoff and crashed, killing all 24 people on board.
That was the most significant Air Force wildlife mishap on record.
McClellan says in the decades since, wildlife mitigation in the military has improved dramatically. Beyond just shooting fireworks, he and his colleagues now manage long-term projects like shifting habitats away from bases. And new technology could also help. The Federal Aviation Administration's looking at using radar to spot birds. There are even drones designed to look like bird predators. But for now, it's mainly up to human beings like McClellan to get the job done. In Tampa, I'm Stephanie Colombini.